לשון השולחן ערוך, סימן טוב ריש עין א', צורך להיזהר מאוד בהדלקת נר חנוכה. זה הלוך צורך להיזהר מאוד. לשון הרמב״ם, חביבו היא מצווה חנוכה עד מאוד. צעדים מאוד. So we're going to learn today how you mekayim the halacha if tzorich liyizor b'ner es chanukah moed. Moed bad lekosa. And we'll see. It's chumras, it's durim, it's mehadrim. And the shari tshuva, in simen tof reisha in gimel sif kot meches, brings down b'shem sefer chesed le'avro. Klipei beitzim v'ptzolim, shells, of eggs and peels of onions, ain't madlikim bread. But he doesn't say why. Shari Tshuva brings him down, and he doesn't say why. We will say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a chesed with the Baal Chesed Le'Avraham. And in the Sefer Zikor Le'Rav Hutner, they print in the Ksaviyat from the Chesed Le'Avraham. And he says why. It's a din keili. During the menorah, there was a keli, and the shells, the peels, and the egg are not considered a keli. He says, now he has an answer. He doesn't see that it's happening. He says, people are not makbid on keli. Rav Shteyman Tainez, that it's a chumra lebe'al. Why? He says, first the Mishkabur doesn't bring down the Shari Tshuva. Most things that the Chofetz Chaim holds, he brings down. Also, the Mishkabur says you're allowed to light with candles. He says that is not a raya. A candle is Pschashivus. Nishkin Keli. Yeah, so the Machmirim are Makbid and Keli. Yeah, all the Machmirim. So when I was a bocher in Ponovich, younger from you, was a yid, Reb Moshe Sternbuch, the Sgan about it, but that's, but I think he just moved into us. Came then. He writes, so everyone lights in Kalim today, and no one wears the kids. He says, he's figured it out. Most of the oil light inside the glasses, right? So take the glass, try to put them without the menorah, try to make him to stand, what will happen? Will fall. So Allah b'yuchas etinas yudayim, keli that can't stand on his own, it's nishkin keli. So the oil, now he understands why no one comes to the menorah, no one is lighting in keli. So I remember that year that a tshuva came out, I was in Ponovich, there's a lot of bochum in Ponovich were all busy checking in the stores, some of them are flat and divided. I remember that everything was breaking in the stores when they were testing it. So then I was learning Chavusa with Rebbe Popovsky. And we sent the letter, I sent the letter, but yeah, the Reb Moshe Sternbuch, that is a halacha b'hilchos etinas yudayim, that a keli that is made to be in such a matzav has a shem keli. We learned that from the minikios, if the lechem upon it, right, was a table, two big pieces of boards, right? And we're like half straws. And Taisa says there that even that the mice said they can't stand, but they made to be stuck into the shulchan. He answered us back. Till today I don't understand exactly what he answered. So yeah, it's a chumra bilvad. Now, today they have two zachen. They have tea light. and they have ner light. You know what is tea light and what is ner light? Tea light is what some people light in Shabbos. And ner light is that, you know, the lazy people, they buy the ready ones, they crack it and it's ready. It's called ner light. So it's tea light and ner light. The tea light is more for Shabbos. People drink tea in Shabbos, but stop it from doing the Shabbos. And ner light is more for Chanukah. They have neiros. So it's called ner light. So there's two problems. If you machmir al chumra from Ramesh Sternbuch and the Chesed Avraham, there is a din keli. These things you don't use them twice, right? The tea light, the box you throw. Most people throw when they finish. I see people keep it, put like some maybe buttons you could put inside. Stop it. Now light, you just crack it and then you drop it. Ramesh Paskins b'ilchus tefilas kelim that a keli that is not made to fill up doesn't have a shem keli. You don't need tefilas kelim. So if it doesn't have a shem keli, it's tefilas kelim. So l'chol zan a keli to be yotze that tzoch lizor b'nechanuk ha'moed. So if you makbid an ha'moed to be yotze an a keli l'chol an a tea light and a ner light. Okay. So, I'm not saying, Rabbi Shteyman said it's only a chumre ba'alme. So come on, start. The ner light. The tea light was not the ner light. The tea light is anyway, it's not oil. People anyway really don't show much, try to light in it. The question is the ner light. So first the maizen has a hechshob on that. Has a hechshob, but that God has a hechshob. So it's a cloud you can follow the hechshob, yeah, but... But also Rav Shteyman said that he has a raya. The Gemara says Shchnor Paskin that if you light a ner cheres, the Gemara says that every night you change the kli because it's mos. Mashma was also the disposable as that. Two more reasons that it could be okay. One reason, for the same reason we said that the glass has a Shem Keli because it's made to be in the Menorah, the ner light, most of them are made to do in the Menorah. Like I saw today is a kind of ner light that they make it that the box really could be the Menorah. Like, not only that you could put them in the Menorah, these taka may be better not to. But the ones that are using in the Menorah, first it's a Keli. And Shem Zalman said, Fakert, such a choshe rezach, who uses it? The Besser mention, yeah? I mean, Mishkin Besser Ruchni is, but I mean, Besser, the one that have extra money and just, he says, it's not a cheap zach, Fakert. It's a choshe rezach, he puts it in the Menorah, it's a higher class, kilo. So this is what Shem Zalman said, okay, it helps on Nerlein, not on Tilein. Yeah, oh, this is a chumre ba'alme, and hidurim in the meoid. If someone wants the kids to be David Chachomim, etc. And I'm saying, if you let it inside the menorah, you can be mitzarev that it gets a shem keli from the menorah. Okay. We mentioned last week that the Gemara says you light nechanike outside. Yeah. So we're lighting outside. Yeah, this is what we decided last week. So we light outside. Yeah. The halacha of the Shulchan Aruch, when you put the shemen, how much oil you have to put inside? Tzorch shemen sheroi lidloik chatzi shom. See later, what is a half an hour? 45 minutes, an hour and 15 minutes. Why you can't put a little bit oil inside and then add? Why you can't do that? What? The halacha adloka is a mitzvah. Shaz the adloka, it was not roi to light the half an hour. Why is there that aloha? We mentioned last week another aloha. Someone lights it lemala me'esim and takes it down, it's also possible. Okay, but there the pshad nish given adloka. He was adloka, I'll add the oil later. The Torah says, adloka is a mitzvah. Vail adloka is a mitzvah. Not only that it has to be a nechanike, has to be a nechanike sheroi lead like half a shot. I think everyone knows this halacha. You can't add into the little glass more oil. Zog the Briskov, if you light the menorah outside and it's windy and the box is open. So when you light the menorah, it can light for half an hour. It will blow out in 2 minutes. So even if you close the box, you're not yoytze. So what is the yoytze? Or you make a box with a special hole on top. You can go down. Or you buy a very thin candle and you mamash like from the side. Stupid in. Some people practice that a couple weeks before Hanukkah. Last year it was two bochum. They built for me a special menorah. But in the glass in the front was like a little hole. Mamash like a pencil that my candle went in. After they finished the building, they chapped, but you can't move it. So they got a bigger glass this size. Yeah, so then everyone that passed, ooh, it broke 3 times over Hanukkah because it was bigger for the box. So you have to know how to exactly to make a zach with the Midale Eitzes. We call McCoy. This is the reason a lot of people light inside, because it's a big avodah to light outside. This is the Briskerov. If you do Briskerov, if you let the door open outside, it's a bochel avatol. Say a bochel. I heard last week a shir. I'm going to light downstairs. Then today this week he doesn't come. So we made a avle because this guy will be doing bochel avatol. Standing outside of the Briskerov, the door is open, so 2 minutes will blow out. Keneged the Briskerov, Rabbi Sif Chaim Zonenfeld, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, Rabbi Eliashiv, and some Meshem of Shum Zaman hold that it's not a problem. Why? When you don't have enough oil, it's called that you didn't light. Here I lit in a menorah that could light a half an hour. No boss, the wind is coming. I will close the wind. I'll take away the wind. Lahavdil. You light the menorah as a guy did that is planning to take down to blow out the menorah. When I finish lighting the menorah, I'll take care of it. Right? Nowadays, you know, everyone has where these things. Yeah? So I'll take care of this guy. So it's a problem? You know, you have a little kid, he's trying the whole time to turn down the menorah. You finish the light. After you finish, you take him out of the room, yeah? So they say, I'm lighting a chefze. When there's no oil, so you stuck a menorah. I'm planning to bring a menorah that's garnished. When there's a menorah with a wind, this is what they tell. I couldn't find it this year. I had pictures. Yeah, I think it's a chassidish guy took the pictures. Because, no, a Litvish can't do it. I'll tell you in a second why. He took a picture of David lighting menorah and Rabbi Yashin. And the guy has to light himself, yeah? So he was a chassid. He liked the taste of kichovim, so he had time to go around. I'm just assuming, and I'm a tzchus, yeah. So he had a picture of David Soloveitchik lighting. You see, he's bending the mamash, like trying to get in between the cracks. So it was kichov. Picture of Eliashiv standing straight. The box is open. He's holding the menorah and he's lighting. This is the two shittas. I'm saying, the longer we want to explain of Shulchan Aruch and Tzad, they say, what is Ruach Metzuyah? Why is it not good? Because the wind is coming. What if you emotional your life, and there's a wind that is coming, but there's another wind that is coming. So the wind will not come. So the wind is not coming, yeah? The weather tells you that the wind is not coming. Why the weather is... Because you... Yeah, we'll see in a second. Chaim Ganievsky wanted to bring a shtickel raya that you yoytzeh. Mishnebura says, if you lit in the mokoyim, sheruach metzuyo, and it blew out, kofsa zokuklo. Fuck them. Prakanievsky, even without kofsa. You're not yoytze. Yeah, but Kubit of Shadi says, if in the end it lit in, so vice dois, was a ruach metzuyo. My Yudiskin was very machmer, the Buskerov, my Rebbe, the Shmir Shabbos, Gil Chosel was very machmer. I remember when I was 16 years old, I was living in Kulteire. And I spoke about this with Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Even that they say, in Alicha Shlomo, that he said that it's okay, but Amai is when we spoke there, was Isaac Numa that we have to be Machmir. Yeah? Or 16 years old, I don't remember. And one of the Bochim offered Rosh Hashanah and Eitze that 5-6 Bochim will stand around the menorah. B'shas Dad Loke. And then, it's like a box, right? You are light, there's no wind. Then you close the box, and then the Bochim will move. Or with his body, he will block the whole box and he will light. So when the box is there, it could light for half an hour. When the people are there, it could light. So Shlomo Zalman said, it's not good. When all these people standing around, you can't see the menorah. People in the street can't see the menorah. So I remember someone asked him, so what, if you light, yeah, if a car is passing, you have to stop the car? Like one guy will light, the other guy will stop the cars? And they said, well, you could do it, but at most places you can't do it, yeah? So another guy asked him, if I myself light, I'm also blocking. So remember, Shazama said, hey, you can see from the sides. So he said, no, we speak of a real big guy. So Shazama said, I will explain to him. Shazama was so close. Shazama said, I will tell you, Pshat. Says, when you light and a car passes, it's a shnogim chisol. What? The aloch is you have to light it, but there's a sorabim. People are passing. Those are the mitzvah. Well, when you have these guys blocking, you're having them there because you need them to stand there. Because on them, the wind will come. So now it's called they have a wall. The car that is passing, you don't need the car to be there. So it's not called that it's blocking. The car is there. When the shusarabim are passing it, but when you need the people to block you, the sin is good. So someone asked. I don't know if it was then or years later. Someone asked. So lechure, but it's a pirsum. And listen to the six guys that are standing. I see on the face of some people you also wanted to ask it. Yeah, it's a meratzis. Why? When you light inside the house, it's not pirsum nisa for the people of the nearbys. Outside, it's pirsum nisa for the street. It's not for three people. Mishnah Berurah says in Zman Hazeh, you light inside, you come home, wake up your kids, and you could light. Yeah. But what was the problem in the old days? Take your kids out to the street. Tich l'regel min hashuk. So yeah, if you know how to light, is the Indian to light outside. If you don't know how to light, okay. Falozach or Yisuf Chaim Zonu, Yisuf Chaim Kanievsi, Yisuf Yashim Shem Zaman, Yeshan Milismuich, yeah? But for the Meoid, it's Kedai to Chuchoy Shashim, Yisuf Chaim Zonu, to Yisukerov, Maril Diskin, and Shmir Shabbos, Gil Chos. Now, I'm not so chumre, but by me it's poshut, even that not everyone is masking with me, but most people are masking with me. It's a big chumre. But I think it's Emes. A lot of times you light the menorah and it starts to jump. The wick starts to jump. Right? Something that gets like, it becomes like a little umbrella. So especially the people that are not buy ready ones that try to make the psillas themselves. Yeah? Sometimes you have the floating wicks. Yeah? They start to move, they're crooked. You never had these problems? You light it and it stands. You never had these problems. Now, what happens if it starts to dance a little bit? So what do you do? What do you do normally if you see it starts to dance? Try to fix it. I think it's the worstest thing that you could do in your life. Tell you why. What would be if you would not fix it in 2 more minutes? It will drown. Right? The flooding will drown. So, vice versa, when you put it, you didn't put you didn't watch that it will be, I call it balanced. Sometimes it's not balanced much if it sticks out too much. So tip over, sticks out too little. Different clothing, yes. It's not exactly rules. It's written down there in very small letters exactly how to do it, but it's very hard to see. Yeah. So, when you put it too much up, it's crooked. It could swim for 5 minutes and then it drowns. You come after 4 minutes, you see already, you know, it's calling for help. You want to help him. You can't do that. Because if you would not help him, he will drown. So it means that Loko is a mitzvah, you never light Hanukkah candles. So now Loko is a mitzvah, you can't fix it. Now if you blow it out, it could be able to stay. So now it's time you lost him an era. Kibbutz amazing, like a tchim shabbos, you have to light again. But the ikar bracha you lost. So you have to be a big mumcha to know when to come to fix it. Sometimes the people that fix, they lose the whole mitzvah. They could be all their life, they're never mekayim the Chanukah. Why? Because they fix it every year. The ma'aseh that will not fix it, it will go off. Hadlokah is the mitzvah, their hadlokah was garnished. Is that what I'm saying?
What's it better not to fix it? Also, you
don't know. No, so if you don't fix it, you'll see. If it goes off, then you'll fix it. Or blow it off and put it on again. To fix it, but why are you fixing it? Because the tzaddik will drown. And the tzaddik will drown anyway, you're not yet in the Chanukah. So it's the light again. It's a suffix. I'm not telling you a suffix to make a bracha again. We'll go right. Now, there's another chumre and flory wigs. Two more chumres that are in the world. One chumre, some Reichman's chumre and more. The Bible didn't say chumre, it said if it's shaking, what to do. Now it's not shaking, it's good. So, it was a chumre, a small chumre that people were not mekabel. They claimed that you have to light with cotton and oil, not to light a candles. They claim that the red, have white wax that they have, and the floating wicks, that is a shtickle candle. The beginning you light it, what is lighting? The candle shabbat. Later the oil is lighting. So you're starting with a candle. And look, it's a mitzvah, you lit in the candle. You did a little oil. Later it will come to the oil. Oh, but the tchilas had luck, it was with candles. So this machmirim, they did two things. Either they scraped off the red, or they dipped it inside the oil. Shem Zaman didn't understand. It's bottle, it's one thing, it's alamol hazeh. Shem Zaman didn't like it. He claimed it's not such a chum. It's not such a chum. A lot of time when you start to scrape it and it doesn't light good. Zalman said, Dovor Echo. Shem Zalman said it's okay. Came the machmirim and claimed a new chum. You're not allowed to use floating wicks. Now there's two kinds. Most of the ilum today switched already. They have the floating wicks, the longer ones. It's made from the same material, but it's big. He doesn't have to balance. He mamish milamalo lelamato, and they have a bigger. It's called siner apelle, and they put it inside, and it works out. But some people in old fashioned, yeah, they have the floating ones. Came the machmirim and claimed the huge chum. They said, if you lie with that, you're not the yoitza afilu b'diyavet. It's a chum. I said, it's a chum. It's a mechub b'dik chum. Why? Say like this. How much? I'm asking a child. Leave the. You have a menorah that you have oil for 2 minutes. After 2 minutes is a spring that takes out the psila and puts it into another cup. When that cup lights for 2 more minutes, you have a spring that takes the psila, the wick, and puts it in another one. You hear it? Right? And look, it's a mitzvah. You put a little bit of oil, then you have something that pours oil inside. You're not doing it, right? When you have a box with oil, and you have a floating wick, how much if the oil could light, for how long it could light? In the area that you have the floating wick? 10 minutes. What happens after 10 minutes? Everything jumps down, right? There's no more oil, so it jumps down. Look at it like how it's happening. This is the box, yeah? Altogether it lasts for an hour and a half. 2 hours. The floating wick is only in the first quarter, Lamazon. That area, how long it could light? For half an hour, Lamazon. Lamazon in a half an hour, yeah? You need at least 45 minutes of an hour, yeah? After that half an hour, how the bottom part lights, no oil stays. So the base, that little thing that the wheel that he's swimming on, yeah, his ring, doesn't have no more oil, so it jumps down. Normally it happens very slowly the whole time, but be a sailor, what happens? It finishes here, it jumps down. So you were lighting in this oil, now you're lighting it somewhere else. Hadlokah is a mitzvah. You have to make a hadlokah shetit like chotz isha. Don't ask me, so a candle is also like that. No, the candle burns down. Here it's not burning down. The wick only is burning here. Just something that is holding him. And he falls down. And then he finds the new oil. This was the time of the Machmir, against the the Mekilim, I think some people, I think Mamers, a Miud that used them, yeah? Miud HaMotzu, you would call it. Miud HaMotzu. They claim that when it's burning, while the whole oil is connected, in Shabbos, you're allowed to take out the oil from the bottom? It's coming out. The whole thing is burning. So even that Lemaise, to get to the bottom, it needs to have a jump. Because Lu Yitzir LeMarshal, I'll tell you what happened. You want to check it? Hold the sides. You'll see what will happen when the oil will finish. Make something that doesn't let it go down. You'll see what will happen. Pitam will go off. So it needs to yell, I want it to go down, right? That is the shayla. Again, I'm saying it's a chumra, but today it's for sure better to use the longer ones. Sure, but again, I'm saying it's a chumur. I know a lot of people argue about it, not everyone is masking about it. I saw it's brought down Bashem of Nissen Karelitz. He really says this chumur. I forgot where I saw it, and I say, Achoveres brings down this chumur. It's that, yes, that. Brings down, Yesh Machmirim. Nissen Karelitz brings down this chumur, Yesh Machmirim. Not to use it because of that.
The warm wicks, how come whatever it's touching the wick, the whole thing, that's what's
nourishing from. Right, but the mice, right, but so the fire is pulling more things in, right? And nothing changes.
No, the fire is pulling more things in.
No, the fire, explain, you're right. The fire is not pulling dafka, the oil near him. He's sucking oil from all over. The whole thing is burning the whole time. Here, you're right that the fire on top could be sucking oil from the bottom. But Lemaise, after the top oil is over, the fire had to go off. It needs a jump. Here the fire could pull all of the oil to him. So it's no problem. This is fire. Here the fire cannot. It's a physical jump. This is the shayla how to look at it. But to say not. As Kielu, the psila is inside here. She's burning down. Just she needs the help from the sides to go down slowly. This is the shadow. We could look at it like it's a little to the psila will stand on his own. And not that she will fall down, she will burn down. The shadow is how we look at this Matthias here.
When you see what happened in the air, and this rough.
A nail doesn't mean a candle.
There's all the base kibbol with right. Everything in it. So it's not jumping to a new nair, a new base kibbol. It's all within one base kibbol.
Yeah, but the vote is that logo is a mitzvah. It has to be enough oil to light for half an hour. Here, Lemaise, where I'm lighting is not enough. No vas. While that oil will be down, this will go down to the new place.
But it's all within that
biskibul,
though. It's all within that.
Yeah, the shayla, what helps that it's a biskibul. So I'm asking, Lu Yitzir would be a candle and it would just be burning. The stomach is for sure okay, because this is the way that it's burning. Also, here Lemai said it's burning down to the oil. But the Metzias that it is, this psila cannot go down. And while the oil will be missed down, that will take this down. it's a chumrah. I think most people like nachzach. Some people also have another chumrah, but again, you have to know how to deal with it in halachadik. Now, after they light the candle, they leave right away. But not to park there too long. Why? If you park too long near the candle, so it's avuka. Avuka in Adyoitz, right? The Chalik can have two fires. Now, so it's avuka. So you park there for 5 minutes, then you go away. Adloka is a mitzvah, you're not Yoitz. No, and Chazal said to light. So you have to know what is the shield. The shield is if you're allowed to stay extra or not. Avadu le'nit noteru le'malocha ha'shores.
What?
So I know there's one person in America that lies with a torch, with a that who I know Choshevi, that because he doesn't know the shear, he lights with a lighter. He says, "Ma yoytze ala shittas, yoytze ala shittas."
What? As long as you're lighting.
No, but that the mice is fire.
Okay, but you're there to light it.
Say that, but that is a mitzvah. So I'm saying, this is what the Bachurim say. Say for the first second, for the second second.
No, but if you're making it better, you're doing something.
Not better. You a mashe stop. You know, you thought about it. You heard it was a big bomb. You thought what happened. I'm saying you looked at your kid a second. So I need to tell him a lachah shol. But this is the frumos. They're very nervous. How long? I know people with my mission are going to avoid it for them. Go closer and move the back. I don't know if I had a roommate once. He was practicing all year. Okay, how to get ready. The whole place was smelling of fire. But, so I'm saying, it's chum as you say this, but I want you to know that when I was a bocher, this is what the Yeshiva Bochim were living. Shana was not what night, what mesivas, what yeshiva you going to. Well, the shayla, if you go to this chumra, the floating, if you machmir on the chumra, the avuka, or not. I'm saying, I know till the day I choshev a yid, big time with chokhah, big mayor tzedek. I know, Kenny's like, chazav on the taket, there's no tzad, there was no torches there, yeah? Says, you know, they knew the shir. I don't know the shir, how long you're allowed to sleep. These bochim that made me the hole, they made it exactly the size of a torch, and they bought me this long torch. So the yaitze alashitas. So the vala is broken. Someone promised me to make me another one. No, the vala didn't get it. Shem Zalman Auerbach, this was the first thing I heard in my life from Shem Zalman Auerbach, the shir. He asked the shayla. Well, we were kids, 14 years old, maybe he came to, it was a party. He asked the following question. Moshe stayed in Shabbos. He keep up psilois. Afilu lener echod lo yolsolai. Why? It's a avuka. He spoke now, he's not allowed to have a fire. He doesn't understand. Hatlok yoysom mitzvah. So at least the first one. He was yoysom. Why keep up silos of Lulin Nerechot Loyosolai? Chotchbi Yoitz the first one. So I remember he said, this Kashe fragt Rebbezer Moshe Horowitz in back of the Gemara. Rebbezer Moshe Horowitz Haya Adam Gadol, that's what was Hebrew. אבל התירוץ כל כך קשה. אז המושה says, ויש לו אמר, that he lit in it with like a big cotton that all of them put fire in the same moment. So right away it was avuk. ודויחק. Second קשה, פרק תום של זלמן, של מס המלך. נר חניקה ונר שבס. נר שבס עוד לית משום שלם בייס. Person only has money for one candle, light the Shabbos. Like the light the Chanukah, blow it out, and then light the Shabbos. Kofso and Zokoklo. You're right, some shooters hold the maze, you're not yet. But some shita sort of yes. Some shita sort of it blew up before shkia yesterday again. But some shita sort of not. So to feed that shita, you right, there's only one shita in the world. But it's a gemara. Nechanik even on Shabbos, the Shabbos not the mishum shlem base. Why light nechanik and blow it out and light on Shabbos? This is what we're going to get to me this year. If you plan to blow it out, you become like a ruach metzuya, and you're not yet. No more. So if you land in the plane, I have to be in the plane this year. One of the days of Chanukah. So Shmuzam said, "We'll land in the plane." Yeah. No boss, the miyad they come to shut it. Yeah, you can make a bracha. You know they'll blow it out right away. Today now is dangerous because they'll shoot you before they'll blow. So I'm asking today. So it's a different age. I think what Shazam said. If you have a problem, you do it with torches, with the flashlights. Okay, in a second we'll get to the age of Shazam what to do. So my wife will add in my house. If we'll get to that, about you know we'll speak more practical. Some people go to hotels. I didn't want to speak about it because, you know, most Yechashir Bochim don't go away for Shabbos Chanukah, they stay in Yeshiva, yeah? But some people go to hotels. Families, yeah? Not only families. Go to hotels. Now, some hotels, they tell you where to light, but the Eilu get up, they have the guy, shuts it, yeah? Most of the place even they clean it for the next people, yeah? It's like one table for everyone. You know, they clean, and then they move it away. You could light or not. You have not. As a guy that will blow it out. So Rosh Hashanah, he keep up silo. While the guy was planning to go around and around, so he was planning to turn it to become a avuka. So if you don't know Shabbos, while he was planning to blow it out, yes. Why don't Shabbos Odif light mechanic and blow it out and light on Shabbos? While you planning to do that, so Rosh Hashanah, so you are ruach mitzuyah. What? No, but if someone later was mechaber mezid, something else. We speak that you know that it will be blown out. You're planning to blow it out. Well, this guy is planning to blow it out. You have a neighbor. You're living in a natural neighbor. You have a neighbor. He comes. He blows out the after a minute. What are you gonna do? He blows it out. You're in jail. They blow it out. You know they'll blow it out. The Germans will come in 5 minutes. They'll blow it out. You know you have to blow. Yeah, we'll speak about the camps. You know, make it nicer. People in the camps, they manage to find a menorah. In 2 minutes, they have to blow it out. They can make a brocha. It could stand for half an hour. The chefze, the lamna will stay in the beginning. The chefze is a good enough. God, I'm planning. It's a big chiddush, yeah? The most sukkah she'eni yecholamit b'ruach metzuyah is nishkin sukkah, yeah? Person, you know, they have these movable, I would call them, you know, the one that you just, yeah, with the trip together. Yeah? So, but the mice, you plan to take it off in a second. When we finish seeing the monkeys, we're going to the other part of the safari. We'll move the sukkah, yeah? So, pashtus. It's a huge, I'm explaining why it's a huge chiddush from Zaman. Frank of Shomazam, Chava Gemara against me. It's the Gadot of Shomazam. This was Chanukah, we learned Babikam, Medical Tere. I was in the Shiltan and the Sifte. It was the Shiv and the Shiv Gdele. And for Chanukah party, you know, the Trinus of Shomazam came to speak to us. So the first time that I heard him, this was the Shikr. I'm Amish, you know, I was against the youngest, I heard it like, I see Shomazam saying it yet. So he said, the Gemara says, I say, Zora Keili Meroi Shagag. What is the halacha? Harishon chayav. It's monetvir already. Zora keli meroish agagin v'korim v'ksos. He says pillows in the bottom. You pop them. Zora keli meroish agagin. It's korim v'ksos. And someone else moved the korim v'ksos. Who is chayav? Both are potu. Why? The one that threw it is pillows. The one that took out the pillows is only grama. Zog the Gemara, Zora keili meroi shagag, vebo acher v'silkom, ואפילו הוא בעצמו יפוטו. You can't even reach a God. And was pillows, and he moved the pillows. And the throwing is potu, and I'm moving the pillows is potu. Fight him from his arm, but he had a plan, right? How he managed to take it off. He had a plan. If we say that his plan is like Ruach Metsuya, what would be if someone is throwing Kelim Yerush Agag, but his pillows, but we know that the pillows are moving in the wind and they're blowing away. For sure the first person is Chai. So why in Kodam Huve Silgam he's Potu? And he's a Ruach Metsuya. So once I was saying a shir somewhere, it's a bacher, it's a klug. So yeah, I said, how he managed to take it? First I say, you know, when you learn, you don't ask these kind of questions. No. Oh, well, that guy was from a yeshiva that they explained to them everything with the charts. So I thought that was very partial. Rosh Hagag is a pillow and there's a string connected to the pillow. He threw it and then he pulled the string. Now you understand? So I'm just saying, if you need to understand, we can explain any lovelies, find the chetims. Now in Bisra, we should be with Alam, if Alam Nafkimis of Biskarov, we should be able to find the Nafkimina. Yeah? But it could be a chetim, so just people that was harder to understand. But Acher would come, so he moved away the pillow. So he was from his arm, and it's like a ruach metzuya. It's like a ruach metzuya. It's a ruach metzuya. How is it from his arm and I say? If he plans to blow it out, he's considered a ruach metzuya. But planning to take it doesn't make it mazik. The guy that is throwing it, lemaisa, the pillows are there. But someone has a das to take it away will not make it that he's a mazik. Now it's pillows. But legabe din adloke, why someone is planning to blow it out, it's called she'ene yochalami beruach mitzuy. So Mamelim Shem Zalman said, anyway, he said in the plane to light an outer bracha. But he said, today that they're going to blow it out, so Mamelim, you take a flashlight. It's a big shayla. So you take the flashlight and you stick it, you know, the chair in front of you. Now shayla, what do you do for a shamash? If you take another flashlight and you put him somewhere else, well, it's enough to use the light from on top. Our meaning is that even in a room that has light, we put a shamash. So if it's 3 days, you put 3 flashlights in the chair in front of you. And one of them you stuck somewhere else. And then this was the psak of Shem Zalman Leibach. But it has to be a flashlight, not from lead. You know, from the older ones. It's a bit like trying to find a way to combine them. One that have the ones that have a fire inside, that could be. It has a shadow. It has a diner. We'll try to make maybe a couple of little halachas. We'll start the ikar halacha. Maybe later we'll go in more to details. Some bochim go away for Shabbos. Shamanu nebach. Now they want to know where to light. Where to light? You go away for Shabbos. You light in the yeshiva where you were, where you're coming to. So, Be'etzem, it's very complicated. I will start with the easy part. You're going to your uncle that lives in Bnei Brak, yeah? You're staying by him for Shabbos. That is the easy case. The harder case is, you're going to Bnei Brak, you're sleeping by this guy and eating one meal by him, one meal by him, one by him, yeah? Where are you lying? Then you're in a real problem. You don't even know where you are. Forget about the shadow you have to lay in the mirror before you left, or the place you got to, but the shadow, where is the place you got to? Makom Sheina, Makom Achila, you go to Shabbos Shea Brachas. No, am I eating in the hall? You're sleeping by your uncle. But come, we'll start first. The Bacher is going away for Shabbos. He rented an apartment in Tzfas and is going away for Shabbos. More matzui. More matzui. Lel Shabbos, the best thing is, be'ikar adin, to light in that apartment. Matzui Shabbos. Zogim Shom Azal. If he stays there for another 2 hours, Matzui Shabbos, the best thing is to lie there. To stay there for 2 hours, and then to come back. Not more than 2 hours, not to sleep overnight. To come back to yeshiva, yeah? Well, you stay there for 2 hours, and then you come back. The Chazon Ish says, no. Matzui Shabbos, you pack out right away, and you lie in yeshiva when you come back to Yerushalayim. Yeah, we'll see, sometimes the problem is when you come back already, it's 12 o'clock by night, yeah? If you went this fast. Now, in Yerushalayim, the Iker Psak is, was Niskabe, like Rav Shemazam, Rav Eliashiv, Meikar Adin, you light in the place where you stay for Shabbos. You stay there for an hour or two, after that, look. In Bnei Brak, Al-Pid HaChazon Ish, Chaim Kanievsky said that when he was a Bocher, he would come home for Shabbos Chanukah, but he learned in Petach Tikva as a yeshiva called Lomje. But Shabbos, the Chazon Ish told him, so Chaim says, go back to yeshiva and light in the yeshiva. So I have a chavrus here, my tata, a stipler, please yank him. So the stipler, the Chazon Ish told him, ask a bocher to light for you in the yeshiva. So we said already that we are trying to be Zahirim and Mitzvah Chanukah Me'oid. Yeah, we want the Yotze also of Eliashiv and also of Chaim Kanievsky. So the Maaseh, what we told the Bochim to do is to light where you stayed, to stay there for 2 hours. When you come back to Yeshiva, to light without the Bracha. Or, you can ask one of the guys that stayed to light for you. Those are the guys that stayed are nice bach. They are the types that will do it. That is bedarach klal. I see all of them. One of the stays are the type that will do it. Yeah. Now, so this is beikar adin. You light there with a bracha. You come back. Now, what if you flew? You say, yeah, but maybe the Chazon Ish is right. So you ask the balabos that you're staying by in Bnei Brak to be moitzi you. Right? You're in Bnei Brak. You lie there Motzi Shabbos, and you ask the balabos to be moitzi you. Then you come to Yerushalayim, and you lie without a bracha. So again, Meikar Adin, you can lie there, make a bracha, vizil. Chumre, lie there. Bracha, stay 2 hours, come back to yeshiva, put out a bracha. From, you lie there, you don't make a bracha, you ask someone to be moitzi. Yeah? From, should be from, is scared. It says like this, maybe the Chazon Ish is right, that I can't lie there. So I was yoitzi bracha with the guy that is moitzi me now, right? But lemaise, I didn't like here. So it's gomished. So I'm not lighting tonight, right? If I'm not lighting, I need Birkas Aroyer. Now when the Balabais was lighting, Machnish Gven Aroyer, right? So the Frum Shubi Frum, they look outside the window, they look at another Benayra, they tell him, who's Moitzi me? And they Mechaben. If it's gomish, I'm Yetzin at Birkas Aroyer, he's Moitzi me Birkas Aroyer. If it's Epis, I'm lighting now on that bracha. If all that, now if the Kesaroya worked, it worked. If not, I was Yaitze by him. If I was not Yaitze by him, so I have the Kesaroya, and when I come back to Yeshiva, I can light without a bracha. I'm saying, it's frum Shiva frum to do that. Zoyev mitzvah chanukah me'oid, chavivo mitzvah chanukah me'oid, yeah, right at the me'oid, all the gedolim in the me'oid. Film doesn't say Moid. Chanukah is Moid. The Gedolim of the Moid. So a lot of reasons that the Lomdus you could argue. You could say that could be if someone is lighting and he's moisi with the bracha, it's also that you don't have to be chalois din roye. So you can't make a bracha stop, but if the guy is moisi you, some say bichla, that the guy that is yoitza at loke, other here, other there, doesn't have din brikas roye. Brikas roye is only to someone that didn't have where to light. So they're attacking from brikas roye. But if not, there's no brikas roye. Now, there's a chumah from Rabbi Yashiv that with the years it phased out. But when I was a bacher, the chumah was like very high. Like it was the inner chumah. The Prichodosh says in Simen Tov Reish Ayin Zayin, if someone goes with his family to his father-in-law for the 8 days of Chanukah, he doesn't have to light in his house. If you go to your house, to your shver, you don't have to light in your house. You can light in the shver. Because you went for the whole Chanukah. Pri Chodosh. It's Choshev. Why you don't have to light in your house? Because you went for your shver for the whole Chanukah. It's Medayik Rebel Yashi, but if you went for a half. So even the days that you're not home, you have to light. Why? Because people come and see that what happened in the Medayra. What happened to the menorah? People are wondering, where is the menorah? Azevi gzeiras mipnei aroyim. The main of Eliashi says, if you go away for Shabbos, you have to light also in your deer. Even if you went away. Avan, I know one bochum to do that as a sovip koch nefesh. That the people will light and leave the... But if you can have a roommate that is staying to be mishtatef with him, or to light one tea light for you, mishtatef, Alamo is a sofik, and mishtabura, if two achsanoi will be mishtatef one on each other. Mishtabura has a tzad, only achsanoi, stop this aloha, I say, Alamo, people don't know this aloha. Everyone knows you can be mishtatef and a chaneke. The achsanoi, by the balabais, you go to Bnei Brak, go to Tzfas, but the guy that owns the Tzfas. Go to Tapuach, the guy that owns the place. But two bochim is a suffix. Two rumors. There's a mishtadif. But not only that, this is what I want you to know. The balabai zog the mishnebura could never mishtadif in the achsanoi. Why is Vaynagi? A lot of time you go to your own, you end that she's an almona. Yeah? So she knows, she doesn't feel comfortable. Oh! Yankel came for Shabbos Chanukah. Yankel, you light. I'm mishtatef with you. She can't. She can't be mishtatef with you. You could light her menorah b'shlichus. But if she doesn't know, she understands. No, here I got your menorah, this and that. And I'll just say, I'm giving you a shekel. I'm mishtatef with you. That's her menorah. You could be mishtatef with her. Balabais could never mishtatef in achsanoi. It's a big lot that people don't know. So when you go away, Lefi Rebbe Eliashiv, you have to have a Yedira Menorah. And if everyone left, not to have someone to light, Chamir Sekal Demi Yisur. But if you can have someone to be Moitzi you, or Chosh to be Mishtatif to be Yoitze, it's G'day. We'll come out of Lefi Rebbe Eliashiv, you don't have no one to take a light for you, Lefi Rebbe Eliashiv, you can't go away with you. Right? I'm saying, Lemaisa, it's a chumah ba'alma. Shabazam was said on it, doesn't say that Allah the Chanukah is jail. And if you're with Yashim, Chanukah is a jail. You can't leave your house. Shtaydi, that is a jail. I think Shabazam was said. Shtaydi, Chanukah is a lo beis asoya. B'meire, Avada, you're allowed to go. I said, exactly. Avada, you're allowed to go.
If you have nine people, like a bunch of people lighting, only one menorah is missing, it's not necessarily
making. Oh, very good, very good. So, man, the place can tie in the club. What a bank of a lot of people are making. The Chaim Kanievsky said that when he went to yeshiva, to Bnei Brak, to learn to be with his disciple there, Chaznish never told him to check that there's another menorah in Lomsh. So some wanted to say that that is Nishkin Raya, because for sure his house is his main place. He went to his parents, he went back home. But what do you say? People say that Bank of today, a lot of people are lighting, and we light inside, and the chassidim bichlal don't light in the window. So anyways, no mipnei achshad bizman hazeh. So maybe it's easier to be makel, not to be choshesh, to the chumre, and the prichodosh. So I'm saying, when I was a bocher in Ponovich, the ma'ase, everyone had someone to light for him. Remember, it was kimat kavua, Leil Shabbos Chanukah was a fire in yeshiva. Kimat. Kimat kavua. And she was every year was the same story. Because normally when the guys come back to the dira, it's very bushy, yeah? But it was a different guy that's not in the same dira, the same door, it was. Puts 5-6 menorahs, 1-3 for the other guys, and his yaitze, and he closes the door, no one opens the door, it gets warm, 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 and the fire. So I'm saying, lemaise, like you're saying, if more people lighting, it's not such a problem, but the problem was that everyone left. But lemaise, while I'm saying it's a chumri ba'almer, kshemazal, hochnishtazay, it's not him to be making, bizman hazeh, memokim sakone, avada es nisht, just again, it's not a sakona if you could do it as a inyan. You could do it as a inyan. But avada, the daf is choshe zayin. We'll stop.
Someone doesn't have a father, good idea to their mother.
It's one count of all house.